The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Early voting continues through today. It does end today, and then your next option is to show up at the polls on Tuesday for some very important primary runoff elections. One of those, of course, statewide is the South Carolina Superintendent of Education. I wanted to spend some time today talking about this race. On our guest line this morning is Kathy Maness, one of the two candidates whose name will be on the ballot on Tuesday. Welcome back. Good to have you.
Thank you, Joey. Good morning.
We spoke a few weeks back prior to the June 14th primary. Now voters go back to the polls on Tuesday, and the choice is between you and Ellen Weaver. Let's talk about a few of the issues. School vouchers came very close to passing this year. A conference committee seemed to have worked out the differences between the House and the Senate version. But in the final days of the session, the Senate failed to take a vote on it. What's your response to that, and is this a top issue in the next legislative session? What do you think becomes of that?
Well, school choice is very important to me. I feel like parents should make the decision to send their children to the education setting that best suits them. That ESA bill had a lot of good things in there. It had the Senator Loftus language for open enrollment, which is great, where students could go to any school in their district or even outside of their district. That is very important, and it's true school choice and competition in the public schools. So I'm sorry that that part failed. The what was holding it up was the accountability section that was in the ESA bill, and Palmetto Promise was opposed to the accountability section in the ESA bill, and that's what killed the bill.
Yeah, and that accountability, go into a little more detail with that, because I mean that centered around what testing, as I understand it, what testing a student would have to complete in some of the like at some of the private schools, right?
Right. So the Senate, it was very important to the Senate that we had an opportunity to see apples for apples, how the students who were using the ESAs were doing in the private school compared to the public school. And so they wanted the students to be able to take the same test so that we could actually compare. And unfortunately, Palmetto Promise did not like that part of the bill. And that's pretty much why that bill died, because of the accountability section. And accountability should be important to everybody. And we need to see if these children are getting the higher scores, and if they are doing much better in the private school than they are in the public school, then we need to make this a bigger opportunity. Sure. And so, unfortunately, the Palmetto Promise did not like the accountability part of the bill. The Senate was adamant that the accountability would be in there, and that's what happened. But I'm going to tell you, Joey, I'm so excited that on Tuesday I received the most votes in the primary for State Superintendent of Education. I'm looking forward to that happening again on Tuesday. We had a debate last night in Florence, and I called on my opponent to stop this negative campaigning that's going on. I hate negative campaigns, but there's so much lies going on there. You know, I'm a former third grade teacher. We talked about that before. I'm an educator. I am currently the executive director of Palmetto State Teachers Association, and contrary to what my opponent says, that is not the teachers union. In fact, we were formed in South Carolina so that teachers could belong to a professional association without having to pay dues to the National Education Association or to the American Federation of Teachers. We were formed completely opposite from the teachers union so that teachers could belong to a true professional association without being affiliated with the union. Just like doctors belong to their organization and lawyers belong to theirs. So there's a lot of misinformation out there, and I hope people that are listening can see through that, or at least give me a call and let's talk about it. I'm an open book. My cell phone number's on all my literature. And I'm very thankful that people are calling and asking the questions. And when I explain to them about the lies, like that I was, we talked about this earlier, that I was endorsed by the Democrat as the president of a national organization, I was introducing the vice president and Pelosi, and they were thanking me for their introduction. But they pulled that snippet and said I was being endorsed. And you know, it's what's real interesting about the whole thing, that I'm being called Democrat-like. But Ellen actually voted in the Democratic primary in 2016. If you look at my voting record, it shows that I'm a hard Republican. That's what comes up.
Yep.
If you look at hers, it's a swing voter. She voted for in the Democratic primary in 2016. So we just need to stop this.
Yeah, and you're right. I mean, this has been a very heated race, particularly in these last few days. As you and Ellen Weaver will be the other name on the ballot that you'll have to choose from. With us on our guest line now is Kathy Maness, one of those two candidates. Obviously, this is a Republican primary, and I guess, what I'm hearing is your GOP credentials are being challenged. And so it's who's the biggest Republican, is what we come down to. And one of the areas of contention seems to center around this visit to the White House that you were in. I guess it was the signing of Joe Biden's infrastructure bill. Is that why you're at the White House?
It is. I was invited. I served as the president of the largest organization in the country for cities, towns, and villages as a town council member in Lexington Town Council for the last 17 years. And if any of your listeners know about Lexington, we're the most conservative town in South Carolina. And if I were not a conservative Republican, I would not be on this council for so long, running unopposed most times. So as that, I became the president of the National League of Cities. In that presidency, I brought in more Republican cities and towns, had my nominating committee full of Republicans, my board, I nominated Republicans. So when I went in as second vice president, I was so excited that Trump and Pence were in the White House. And, President Trump actually started the conversation on the infrastructure bill. And so it passed in the Biden administration, and I was there representing the National League of Cities, along with other Republican mayors from all over the country. And, Joel, you know what's real interesting about that? The only local elected official who spoke that day was a Republican mayor. Mm-hmm. From Fontaine, California. Yeah. So that's what that was all about. I don't understand why when the governor talked about this infrastructure bill in his State of the State address and the money that it's bringing to South Carolina. And I'm going to tell you, do I like everything in it? Absolutely not. Do I like everything that's always in a bill? There's lots of times there are things that I don't like, but we have to compromise. And so that's why I was there. But again, I'm not the candidate who's voted in a Democratic primary in the past in 2016. So this Democrat-like thing, she just needs to stop because I'm a hard Republican and always voted in that. Another part about this race that we need to make sure voters realize is that Ellen is not a qualified candidate. In 2018, the General Assembly changed the law that said in order to hold this position, you have to have a master's degree, and Ellen does not do that. And my concern and the concern of a lot of Republicans, and it should be a concern of every Republican that's listening to you today, is that will a judge decide who receives this office? A June 6th Attorney General opinion from Alan Wilson says that if an unqualified candidate wins and it's challenged, the court would decide. And we cannot, as Republicans, take a chance on a Democrat getting this office because we have an unqualified candidate. You know, if I were running for an office, I would look at the qualifications before I even file. And unfortunately, that did not happen. And we have an unqualified candidate who will be on the ballot on June the 28th. And the Republicans in South Carolina cannot take a chance on this position going to the Democrat.
Yep. On our guest line, Kathy Manis, you can find out additional information about her campaign and contact her, as she mentioned, at KathyManis.com, KathyManis.com. Real quick, we have about a minute left. You are running for superintendent of education. One more quick question on education. As you and I talked about last time, I moderated a forum just prior to the June 14th. And critical race theory, of course, has been a big issue in education, and we talked about that. And I was surprised when every single other candidate who was running in the first round said that even though critical race theory is not supposed to be taught in South Carolina classrooms, they all agreed that teachers are using supplemental materials, or some teachers, not all, but some teachers, and that we do have CRT in the classrooms. What's your response to that? And if elected, what would you do about it?
Oh, thank you, Joey. And you remember, I'm sorry I missed you that night because I'd already committed to go to the Lancaster GOP, which is, I'm from Lancaster, and so yes. I had already committed to go there. I do not support CRT in our classrooms. And, you know, it's not part of our South Carolina standards. It should be taught in there. And 99% of our teachers are not teaching CRT, but we have heard of where teachers feel, parents feel like that is happening. What I want to do is have a parent portal so that when people hear teachers, when parents or community members hear about this, they can let me know. They can go to that portal and give me what's going on with curriculum and standards so that we can investigate that here at the State Department of Education. You know, I was given information that a teacher may be doing that already. I picked up the phone on a Saturday morning. I called his superintendent. He was working in the yard. We had a conversation about this is what I'm told. You tell me what's going on, and I will do that. I will be the type of person who will do that because, Joey, you know, I am the right person at the right time with the right qualifications and experience to be our next state superintendent of education. And I'm Kathy Manis. I need to spell it because people on the radio told me to spell it. M-A-N-E-S-S. And I would be honored to have your vote for the qualified candidate on June 28th.
And again, early voting continues throughout today, and then next Tuesday is Election Day. Kathy, good to have you. Be safe as you wrap up this campaign headed into Tuesday. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you, Joey. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Sure thing. Bye-bye. And you can get additional information at KathyManis.com. We'll have Ellen Weaver on later, too, and we're going to ask her that question. Kathy brought up a very valid question about her, about Ellen Weaver's qualifications. It does say that you have to have a master's. We'll ask that question of Ellen Weaver.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.